This is your WISS Daily News Roundup for Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell at the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Ron Johnson going on the attack in his primetime speech at the RNC last night.
Today's Democrat agenda, their policies, are a clear and present danger to America, to our institutions, our values, and our people.
After the speech, Johnson claimed in an interview that wasn't the speech he planned to give. His people aren't saying who changed it, how they did it, or why. All the security planning for the RNC has passed its first test. Hundreds of protesters paraded through the streets of downtown Milwaukee yesterday, just a few blocks from Fiserv Forum. At one point, protesters passed a group of Trump supporters. Both sides had words while police watched, but nothing more. Among other things, the GOP platform calls for the biggest deportation effort in U.S. history. Christine Newman Ortiz is a Milwaukee-based advocate for refugees and other immigrants.
We are not afraid of those that demonize us and promote hate and violence and division. We stand united and firm for justice and human rights.
She spoke to a crowd of hundreds of protesters that marched through downtown near the RNC perimeter. The theme of day two of the convention is immigration and crime. Speakers tonight will talk about law enforcement and the southern border. Civic Media will have coverage all day long and a special report tonight at 7 on most of these stations. A father and daughter from Green Bay are dead, the apparent victims of extreme heat while hiking on rugged terrain in a national park in Utah. Albino Herrera Espinoza was 52. Beatrice Herrera was 23. Authorities say they died in 100-degree heat last week after they ran out of water. Part of a popular Wisconsin tourist attraction is shut down after a fire on Friday. The operators of the House on the Rock in Spring Green say it happened Friday morning in the circus area of the house. Two other sections are still open. There's no word how long the investigation or repairs may take. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The bodies of two young children, ages 3 and 5, were found after their sailboat was found capsized in the water south of Chambers Island in Door County yesterday. Door County Sheriff's officials report they found the bodies of the children about a mile south of where the sailboat was found. The children's father, 32-year-old Bill Salnick of Little Suamico, has not been found. The search is continuing along the shore and in the water. Manawa residents came out for a public forum with city officials last night to discuss recent flash flooding and erosion of the Manawa Dam. Wapaka County Emergency Management Director Andrew Carlin said everything possible was done to stop the flooding before it happened. But 6 inches of rain in 45 minutes was just more than the infrastructure could handle. The Grand Oshkosh will be bringing Haunted Happenings back to its halls in October. Director Joe Furlow says the Payne Museum owns December with its Nutcracker at the Castle program. The Grand should own October.
We got the oldest theater and one of the most allegedly haunted theaters in Wisconsin. We need to own October the same way. And so what better way than to crazily program every darn day with something?
Check out thegrandoshkosh.org for information and dates. A former Waupun correctional nurse is ordered to stand trial in the 2023 death of an inmate. Gwendolyn Vick pleaded not guilty to felony abuse. Vick allegedly canceled a request for medical care for inmate Cameron Williams after another nurse said he needed health services. Williams was later found dead from a stroke. Vick is one of 8 prison employees, including the former warden, Randall Hepp, charged in connection with the deaths of 2 inmates. The Boys and Girls Club of the Fox Valley launched a fundraising campaign to fund the construction of a new facility in Neenah. $10 million has already been committed to the $13 million project on the corner of Bird and Marathon that will serve more than 1,000 children and their families each year. The groundbreaking is scheduled for September 3rd, completion in fall of 2025. Could you complete 24 hours of physical and mental challenges? Endure Just Finish is just such a challenge, says creator Tad Taggart.
Usually the first response is you're out of your bleeping mind, right? And I tell people, like, even if you can't get through all of this, you can still join us, right? It's not an exclusive club, but if you really want to get out of this event, what it is meant to get out of this event, the goal is to stay through the whole thing.
The fundraiser for HUA Wisconsin, a veteran suicide prevention group, will be July 19th and 20th and will take place at the Western Racket and Fitness Club in Green Bay. Green Bay's Kristen Lighty jokes that her day job as a union organizer doesn't inspire spontaneous eruptions of joy, but she did find a release in the form of comedy.
For the past 15 years, I've been a union organizer, and no one calls us because they're having a good day. It was kind of like figuring out, okay, how can I build joy and do this in a way that fulfills me and also, you know, make people happy? And then I was living in Chicago, and I went to an open mic and thought, well, I can do that.
Lighty is performing at two Green Bay Entertainment Festivals this weekend, the GB UFO Invasion Fest and the Green Bay Fringe Fest. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
The All-Star Game tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The 86th Major League Baseball All-Star Game, the Midsummer Classic hosted by the Rangers at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. Right-hander Corbin Burnes, former Brewer and now with the Orioles, on the mound for the American League against the Pirates rookie Paul Skeens. Brewers catcher William Contreras will be behind the plate for the National League with Christian Yelich in right field for his third career All-Star Game.
Yeah, anytime you get to come here, it's special and, you know, hang out with some of the best players in the game and be part of the All-Star Game. To really be able to do it through like different parts of my career has been kind of cool. You know, it's been a few years since I've been able to do something like this, so especially back, share it with friends and family, and really just enjoy the whole experience.
Last night at the Home Run Derby, the Dodgers' Teoscar Hernandez defeated the Royals' Bobby Witt Jr. in the final round. It was Hernandez's first time in the Derby. NBA, the Bucks take on the LA Clippers tonight in Summer League action. At 0-2, the Bucks looking for their first win. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The summer box office season might have started slow, but did achieve a big milestone this year. The Despicable Me Minions franchise passed $5 billion in global ticket sales, making it the first animated feature franchise to do so. The most recent installment, Despicable Me 4, pulled in another $135 million globally at the box office this past weekend and is still yet to open in several foreign territories. The Minions franchise now ranks as the 10th highest grossing of all time domestically. The Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards took place this past weekend. The Hollywood Reporter says Taylor Swift took home three awards: Favorite Female Artist, Favorite Concert for her Eras Tour, and Favorite Global Music Star. Young Sheldon won for Favorite Family TV Show. Barbie took the top prize for Best Movie and got a Best Actress award for Margot Robbie. Tim Chalamet won Best Actor for Wonka. Simone Biles and Travis Kelce won Favorite Sports Stars. Former Beverly Hills 90210 star Shannon Doherty has passed away. The actress's publicist, Leslie Sloan, said that Doherty passed away July 13th, surrounded by her family and her dog. The charmed actress was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2015, according to Deadline.com. Doherty was 53 years old. James Caan helped Will Ferrell develop some thick skin on his first film after leaving SNL. Ferrell told Christina Applegate and Jamie Lynn Sigler on the Messy podcast that between takes, Caan would say things like, "You're not funny, I don't get you." Ferrell says it was all an attempt to build up to the boardroom scene where Caan kicks Buddy out of his life, but also admitted to having doubts about the film's comedy when he would look at himself in the elf costume. Ferrell eventually received validation from Caan as they left the premiere when Caan said, "Great job. I thought you were way too over the top, but no, it's brilliant."
Partly cloudy and cooler today, but still a little muggy. Our high this afternoon, 82, with wind northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, clear 60. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, and a lot less humid with a high near 75. An isolated shower possible. Tomorrow, I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WISS Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WISS.FM.